Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss,
your host.
Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true stories shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This Tell Us Something event was recorded on July 7th, 2015, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something was special in that all of the storytellers were graduates of the Tell Us Something Storytelling Summer Camp hosted by Tell Us Something and the Zootown Arts Community Center in Missoula, Montana. Storytellers tonight range in age from 11 to 15 years old. Today's story comes to us from Mason Catmull and is titled Walking Pneumonia Sucks. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Mason. So I'm going to be telling about my, I was sick for 6 weeks, 2 months, basically, I guess. But I had walking pneumonia, and it sucked a lot. And I couldn't be here without my dad and Laurel and my mom and my brother. I had walking pneumonia, and it was not that good. So I don't know where I got it from at first, because walking pneumonia is kind of contagious. And then I found out I got it from a girl named Ava in my school. And she has a YouTube channel. And I saw her YouTube video that she said she had walking pneumonia. And I was kind of like, it's kind of strange. And so I was like, I got it from her. I totally got it from her. And I think I did get it from her. So, and I had I couldn't breathe. Like, it was so hard to breathe because, like, there's so much phlegm stuck in there. It's kind of gross, but, and it was really bad. And, sorry, I keep saying that. Well, I was sick, and I went to the hospital, like, 2 times a week. Not really that much, but it was really bad, and I went to the hospital, and they were like, I don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on, and we thought it was walking pneumonia, and it was walking pneumonia, or that's what I think, and it was walking pneumonia. And we went to the hospital so many times. I had this cranial sacroccipity, I think. It was like natural healing. It was where, like, we thought the hospital wasn't helping or anything. So Laurel, she introduced me to this cranial sacroccipity, and it was really cool. It was like, but it was kind of boring. Like, you just kind of sat there, and like, it was like, so, and they just tell you, and they take notes. It was a cool guy. I forgot his name, but he kind of looked like an actor. I was like, yeah, but, he like did these little tests on me where I just relax. I'd be on a bed and I just relax. And then, he like touched my head. I would lay down, and there was like this little bed, and I had a a pillow or something. So what he did was, he said, relax, just relax. He like touched my head like this. I felt like it didn't help, but he said something like, he said it would help. He said it would. So I just went with him. So he just did that, and he gave me these little things, these bottles that I put 10 drops on my tongue a day, and there was like 6 of them. So I do 10 drops each of 6. It tastes really bad. It was really bitter. It wasn't that good. So after the cranial syncope, we went back to the hospital, of course, and I thought they were going to perform surgery on me, because they said something about surgery, but they were like, no, they said, like, we have to stick a tube down your throat, and I was really scared. I thought they were going to cut me open or, like, take my organs out and be like, what's this, and, like, cut it up, but no, they didn't. I was like, oh. But, man, seriously, it was so, and they stuck the tube out, but the process of them trying to get me to sleep, I was struggling so much, because I thought they were going to, like, inject me with something, but they're like, no, we're good. And then they put me with laughing gas. They put me with laughing gas. Yeah, I was kind of laughing, giggling. So they did that, and stop saying stupid. So they did that, and I started freaking out for some reason, because you know how you like drink some Coke or something, and it like it's like fizzes your mouth. That felt like that through my entire body. I know, yikes. They did that, and I tried to get up out of my chair, but they strapped me down. And then, like Dad said, they kind of, like, take over you a little bit. You kind of, like, give yourself to them, because, like, you're pretty much, you're giving them to them. So they did that, and I finally went to sleep. Finally, God. Before they did all that, they took blood of me. That was where I was freaking out the most. I accidentally kicked the doctor in the shins, by the way. Accidentally. I accidentally did that. So they brought like 6 doctors to try to hold me down just to get, like, a little blood sample. And I was like, and I was, like, waiting for them. I was like, oh. So they put it in me, and it felt like you get a, like, tiny pinch. So I was like, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean to kick you in the shins. So I did that, and after that, there you go to the, all that stuff. I think the craniosacral actually helped. I think that was the one where it helped. So after that, they did that, and so I went home, started going away. I didn't go to school at all, and as soon as I went to, and I actually went to school one time. It was winter break. It was winter break. We went to winter break. Every time, do you know the doctor? I was so surprised and so happy. So the doctor said, when I was in winter break, I wasn't in school. I was so happy. I was like, yeah, man. And yeah, it was so fun. Like, I just went to winter break. I got all my presents. Cool. I got a drum set. I play with a lot. And the cranial sacrifice said that I heard them oversaying to Dad that they said school was my problem. They said I was like, what? Yes! And they said, I was so excited because they were like, they said school, and I was like, what? I went to winter break, and every time I went to school, I was like all sick. I was like not really like, I was like, don't really want to go to school anymore. And I got sicker, but when I went to break, I was fine. And then when I went to school, I was sick. When I was break, I was fine. School, break, that's good. Break of mine. it was cool, but it finally broke down. I went to school, a lot of homework. But because I was in math class, there's each math class. I'm in fifth grade, going to sixth. It's my birthday, I guess. Yeah. And I went to school and I had so much homework. And yeah, it sucked. So there you go. Thank you for having me.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula forever, MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Zootown Arts Community Center is a nonprofit arts community center providing arts facilities and instructive expertise. The ZAC delivers all ages arts education, fosters sustainable community development, and provides accessible, life-enriching art experiences for Missoula residents and visitors. ZootownArts.org. The bookstore at the University of Montana. A local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community, MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers who provide the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music. Great people, rockandrudies.com. Production of the podcast is by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events. Thank you to those who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers Mason Catmull, Jack Catmull, Matika Begletter, Elise Baker, Mikesh Begletter, and Lucia Baker. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story. TellUsSomething.org. Thanks for listening.